This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Do it, lady.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Woo! It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old B-Skeezy, because Clint is out today. Show T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. The face that produces the place. Tyler Milner's in the building. And before we get to this, we were having a good conversation. Someone texted in, if Kaylee was the OC last season, Shaq Mason and Kenyon Green wouldn't have made the final 53.
Maybe.
He's but never been an OC!
But who were they competing against? Wouldn't have made the team for whom?
Let me tell you.
Because you remember the story was, looks like this is the offensive line. Wasn't a whole lot of competition there. They were penciled in, almost written in and pinned. I don't know about that.
That's silly as hell, as Clint would say.
Well, I mean, let's just think about it. Bobby Slowick was coming off the season of having one of the best seasons we've seen from a rookie offensive coordinator, in which he got a raise of 1 year, yep, and was getting interviews, and they wanted him to have a raise to keep him again. And you mean walking into training camp, he was standing on the table for Kenyon Green and Shaq Mason, and that Nick Kaylee would have gotten what he wanted and Bobby didn't?
As quarterback, one rookie of the year, no biggie.
He came from San Francisco and had Trent Williams as his left tackle and George Kittle as his tight end.
If I'm being honest.
You think he wanted Laramie Tunsil and Dalton Schultz fits that, and he's banging on the table and he gets to make moves? No, Nick Kaylee's not coming in deciding who the hell he wants.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're being real, didn't nobody ask him. You know what I mean? They might have asked his opinion, but they didn't ask, like, his authority. Like, hey, what do you think about this player? But, like, hey, are we going to cut this player or not based off of what Bobby Slowick or Nick Kaylee is saying?
No.
Damn.
No. I don't know. It was, hey, man, this is what we got for you. Make it work. Let's make it work. That's what it was. All right. Astros, they are back home after winning that series against the Rockies. They still have a two-game lead in the division over the Mariners. Christian Javier gets the ball. The lineup, if you're looking for it, Jeremy Peña, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa is playing third base. By the way, Altuve's at second base, and Yordan is the DH. Christian Walker, the hero from yesterday, is at first. Jesus Sanchez, Yiner Diaz, that's a good development back behind the plate after missing a couple of days after taking the ball off the wrist in Baltimore. He is back. Cam Smith in right field. He hit a homer over in that Rocky series. Mauricio Dubon is the center fielder. And to me, the story in tonight's game one versus the Angels, Brandon, is Christian Javier. Christian Javier, I thought and said, of any of those guys that are coming up from the Sugarland crew that's going to get back from him and Spencer Arrighetti and Blister Lance McCullers and Luis Garcia and I think J.P. France is in that mix. Of all of those guys, Christian Javier is the one that you would hope take control of that third spot because of his history and how good he's been. When he's in the postseason, when he's going well, we've seen top of the rotation level stuff, and he pitches big in big games. And he has not shown that since he has gotten back, which is not a great surprise coming off of Tommy John. But that's the steps right now, is to see if he can get himself to a space where he is usable in the postseason.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm wrong for looking at it this way, but I am. This for me is less so a test. Like, if he does poorly, let's say, then that's obviously bad, right? But if he does well tonight against the Angels lineup, that to me is more of like a get right, like, because the let's just be real about it. The Angels suck, okay? They're one of the few offenses that's worse than the Astros. So it's like, okay, can this be the type of game where, and I understand you're in the thick of a race here, you don't want to just give away games.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you need Christian Javier to pitch well. Every game at this point really matters because of how tight the race is. But given the opponent, can this be like a get-right type of game for Christian Javier? As opposed to like, what is Christian Javier? Hey, Christian, calm down. It's just the Angels. Don't overthink it. They're not that good anyway. Go out there, do your thing, and let's see what that looks like. I'm hoping it's more so of that as opposed to, hey, the Angels touch him up, and you know you feel bad about that because we're talking about one of the bottom seven or eight teams in run creation over the last month or so. Like, this is not a good offensive team overall. So like, you want to see Christian Javier pass the test, if you even call it that, but it's more so of, to me, like a relief that, hey, at least it's just the Angels. Kind of similar to a conversation I've been having with Clint for a while of like, hey, over this next 3-week period, and we're getting close into that third week now since we started having that conversation, you're going up against some patsies. Can you take advantage of it, or are you going to play down to the competition? And it seems like too often, or more often than to my liking, I understand they just won this past series, but too often to my liking, they've seemed like they've played down to the competition. Don't do that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and And can you step in and give us that? I like Spencer Arrighetti's last start.
Yeah.
I thought that he did some. Jason Alexander is continuing to run that spot right now, and he would be the leader to me in the clubhouse if there was a, like, at least right now.
Today,
there
there's a, not a question about it.
Yeah,
if like, there was it would a, be a Jason Alexander, yeah. And then one of these other guys could maybe be a long. We talked about Lance yesterday as a potential long relief option. It would probably be like a in tandem of whoever wins out of Arrighetti and Javier, and then maybe if you can get something out of Lance. I don't know if I'd throw Lance out there at all at this point, to be honest with you. But, like, just what their roles would look like. It's Jason. It's Alexander over all of those cats for me right now, which I did not expect to be saying at the end of early September.
We're reaching a serious sample size at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, both ways, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You've seen enough of Alexander to feel good about it or decent about it, and seen enough of these other three guys to be a little skittish.
I feel bad about Brandon Walter because he was doing this too before.
Yeah.
He mysteriously got hit with another injury. So hopefully they can continue to win a series against teams they should win, and we'll be watching to see what the Mariners do over there as well, as they're just two games back of the Astros in the West.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. There's more information and a breakdown on at least the contract from Micah Parsons. $47 million a year. Like, again, you got to really... For a non-quarterback, you got to really get adjusted. He's probably knocking on Mahomes' door at this point with the amount of money he's making, which you just didn't think you were going to see. But he gets a $44 million signing bonus. He gets $62 million through the first new year, $100 million through two, and $141 million through 3 years. $120 million fully guaranteed at signing, and another $16 million for an injury vest a year early. So he is getting paid big time, and it ain't no secret. He is the highest non-paid quarterback, and that means, as we talked about it briefly yesterday, that this at least may be in front of the Texans' face with Will Anderson coming up. Daniil is at $35 million.
Right.
Right. And if Will, and there is no reason to think that Will Anderson isn't going to, if healthy, improve upon what he did in year two, like he improved upon what he did in year one and year two. There's no reason, especially the contract year, as my old friend, the late, the late Therese Paylor would say, the contract year is undefeated, baby.
Yeah.
And he's basically walking in to that right now. And the Texans, this may be the place that they got to start or start near when it comes to Will Anderson.
I mean, you mentioned Daniil. I'm glad you mentioned Daniil Hunter's deal being $35 million, because if you remember before that, that's a restructured extension that brought brought his money down, but gave him more money on the long term. But if you remember last year when they first signed him, it was basically like 2 years, $49 million, but $48 million fully guaranteed, like $48 million of the $49 million guarantee. You know, they do this thing now where they just leave the $1 million not guaranteed, but basically the whole deal is guaranteed. But that's over 2 years. You restructure in the second year. Like, I mean, he basically made $48 million in a year, you know, for lack of a better way to looking at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you just do the math on it. So, yeah, like, Will Anderson is about to get paid, definitely about to get paid. Yeah. I think by the time, what's really going to be interesting to me is, do they do this, or do they make the mistake, and I hope not, but do the Texans make the mistake that Jerry Jones clearly made, which was by not signing the guy immediately when he was eligible, and kicking the can down the road, which has been their MO with all of these guys? Or do they stay true to what they've been doing, which is getting to it early, getting ahead of it? Because it's only going to cost more the longer you wait. So the earlier, the better that they get this done.
And I don't know how they're positioning the money.
Right.
I would imagine they have known, all right, Stingley's coming. Bam, there's another year, and we know that we've got to take care of our quarterback and our at our star Pederson.
Yeah.
And I think they've probably known around the money that they're going to have to go with. I don't think there is a – luckily for them, I don't think there's any other players that have the potential to jump past what the number is now, right? I don't think there's another quarterback that's going to be eligible that can jump this, you know, unless Mahomes or something gets restructured. And I don't think there's another defensive end, defensive lineman that jumps that.
Right. But so long as they do it, and I'm not trying to alarm anybody.
Well, they've done it with Nico. They've done it with Stingley. They've done it.
Yeah. There's no reason to believe that they wouldn't do this. The only thing that's unique about it is that, you know, just like they drafted them together, okay, now they're eligible together.
Yeah.
Do they try to kick the can down the road with one of them? And you would just assume if they do, it would be Will. Like, you're not going to play around with the quarterback.
Yeah.
But I would hope that they're smarter than that.
Yeah, Will will be all right. Go ahead.
Let's kick it. Go ahead and get it done.
Yeah.
Don't do no kicking. This is unique, though. But just handle it the way you've been handling it.
That seems to have been the MO.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. A big weekend of college football as it gets started. Started last night, and there's a couple of games tonight, and then tomorrow, a big day. What do you think, Brandon, what do you think will be the story coming out of Saturday and Sunday when the college football week one slate is finished? What do you think the next time sports shows are on Monday and Tuesday, what do you think is going to be the conversation from the college football week one weekend?
Yeah, I know a lot of me, a big part of me is going to be interested in whatever conversation is being had about LSU, but I think the story is going to be Arch Manning. I mean, I'm looking literally as we do this segment, I'm looking at SportsCenter and they're showing the Manning, all of the Mannings from, you know, Archie to Peyton to Eli and now Arch. So, like, I got a hard time believing, at the very least, like when we come back from over the weekend. Now, maybe Arch does something to, you know, maybe he's not that good and people aren't talking about it 5-6 weeks from now. But what, no matter what he does against Ohio State in this marquee game, the story is going to be Arch Manning and what he looks like in this new role as a starter.
Yeah, that's the biggest game of the weekend. And you would think it's going to be Arch.
Yeah. I don't think there's a bigger college football story early on yet. One might develop over time, but today and on Monday, Tuesday, it'll be Arch Manning.
Unless there's some sort of crazy upset that jumps this. And I don't like if Florida State beat Alabama, I think that would be something people would look at. But no, I think it won't. As I said, man, I hope Arch in some way does something that gets this potential story over the next several months jump started on Sunday. Do they have to win for Arch to be continuing to be a big story after this? Does Texas have to win for the Arch story to continue?
Absolutely not. No, I think Arch is his own singular story, and it just helps that he went to one of the strongest marquee college football brands. And so, yeah, no, I think that, you know, the Texas side of it is going to be enough to kind of keep it up, whether they win or lose. And then, obviously, Manning. Yeah, now that's going to work in the algorithm whether they win or lose.
Yeah, either a positive or negative.
Yep.
Point of view. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive. I was really surprised as we had a conversation earlier this week off air, Brandon and I was really surprised about his thoughts and what he thinks in terms of an OC pairing with CJ Stroud. We'll discuss that coming up next.
We all got to be ready to go.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Clint's out. He'll be back on Monday. The whole gang will be back on Monday. And it will be game week, baby. It will finally be game week. And we'll get to see what the new Texans offense looks like. in a real game against the Rams, and we'll get to see this 2025 team as they start their march to winning a third division title and seeing if they can get past the divisional round of the playoffs. So that is coming up next week. Brandon Scott is in. B. Skeezy is in the building as Clint is out today. T. Mill as well. All right, we go, Tyler. I love it, man. Me and Tyler both are in the go ahead and get in the basement with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, I have with a little experience and age, I have stopped going as far down in the basement as Tyler. Tyler will walk and keep opening doors on this text line to people and keep going down in that basement.
So much square footage.
There's not a basement door right now that Tyler won't walk through.
I just, you know, it's fun for me. Yeah. These clowns.
Yeah, y'all sound like me and how I used to be on our Facebook page. On the Sports Radio 610 Facebook page. But I realized that was an endless pit.
Hey, we've talked about the biggest story in sports, right? We've talked about it once at 5 o'clock fire, during 5 o'clock fire for about a good 5 minutes. And really even spun that one. All right, you know, I know how some of y'all old scooters love your Houston spin. We even spun that one to Will Anderson. And then at 2:45 we talked about the biggest story in sports. And I mean, Tyler is in the basement with somebody right now for about the last hour about talking about, this is a Houston sports station.
It is?
To be talking about Houston sports.
That's where I am.
Maybe we are. And we are so happy to talk to you about all Houston sports.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.